I'm trying to debate if I ever seen a nigga more mega than you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
You back in school.
Huh?
Super.
Ah.
Stupid. Yeah. Nah, I'm
like I said, I'm gonna get my money's worth.
Nah, I take that back. It's Jowers. Jowers and Lance.
Easily Jowers.
I'm taking Jowers, yeah.
I will say this, it feels good to be back recording.
We had a month hiatus. Give y'all a rundown what happened. Like I said, we had a friend die, but then two of these niggas got COVID, so we had to take a little break for that.
Now it's two niggas. Both of them.
Yeah, bitch. got COVID, then life happened. MJ worked 8 days a week. It's the weirdest shit ever. He in charge.
Yeah.
We back.
Clearly don't nobody else have keys to that motherfucker. I know I be thinking. Boy, you better go cut some keys.
Yeah. The door slide.
The people be in there.
You a micromanager. You just got to be there, huh? You got to be involved.
I am nobody's micromanager.
Employee of the month.
What's crazy is I was watching the news the other day. Don't ask me why. And they said the state found like 60 grocery stores that had one price on the shelves or scanning them for higher prices. Y'all crooked.
So let me tell you something.
I don't think he played that. But.
No, we went through a 5-week process where we had to scan every tag in the store and fix it if it wasn't right. So, Justin, you got a little grocery work. So you hit it, it's wrong. You order the tag. Next day, you got the top of the hour to fix it. We get audited frequently.
And it can be right. It's random, right?
Mm-hmm. No preparation. I never got a perfect score either, but I never failed one.
What's crazy is I was at Food Line the other day, and I went in there to just get an onion and two peppers. Bitch ringed it up as a banana.
She helped you out.
She don't know they produce. Like,
she don't.
Hey, but them codes ain't, unless you got that little sheet or some shit, that shit ain't easy to remember.
She rung it up as a banana pepper. I give her that. Oh, okay. But it was a bell pepper, though.
Like, yeah.
Bitch ain't no different.
So,
stupid.
Pepper.
pepper.
Killing produce inventory.
Nigga, I went to Wegmans the other day, and I couldn't imagine working in that produce section.
It was probably immaculate.
Yeah, it's immaculate. I'm like, for one, I don't know food anyway. And then two, you know what I mean? She said, look, a dragon fruit. I said, bitch, how'd you know that? Like,
but it did look like a Pokemon.
Yeah,
I was like, you went to Wegmans by yourself?
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
You lucky and you honestly, find oranges at Food Line.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm
going to
have a
look.
I didn't even do a half of eight.
It come to 586, best produce.
Yeah, but nah, like, we went there for, you know, they got like the, they basically got like, you know,
They
got a hot bar, but then they also got like a pizza station. They have a sub station. They have a fried food station. They have a little like store. They have a food court basically.
Food Line 2260 also has that one. Has that. So there's the one on Lake Wheeler too.
You know he gonna put on.
Yeah.
So he gonna put
every
on.
Food line about to get them joints.
I seen MJ on LinkedIn.
Like,
I only go to Food Line buy cigarettes.
I only use smoke.
This one I knew Food Line was life for this nigga, okay? I seen this nigga in somebody comments. Random. I don't know why it showed up on my feed on LinkedIn. But MJ was like,
on LinkedIn?
What do you all do to control the produce inventory?
I didn't say that.
And I was like,
but I do know what he's talking about.
But what was it?
I asked him what they didn't cut fruit.
Like one nigga to put his numbers out there on Joe Biden's internet.
I know. First of all, I know I'm hating him.
You wanted to stroke your ego.
I wanted to hear him lie.
Nah, it's Irv Gotti internet right now.
Yeah, it's still Arlington.
Still okay.
I get it. No, it's between Arlington and RJ. Anyway,
so
get better, dog.
Brittany Griner got a 9-piece.
Hey man.
Next topic.
You know what's kind of, and MJ gonna love this. So, what I'm about to say.
It's about to be something about the WNBA.
No, but like, so I saw a graphic.
Worst National Basketball Association.
Is it the one where like she just had a chest?
No. I'm talking about this nigga, right? He said the word is basketball association. What? Wow. But no, they had a graphic where it showed LeBron, his salary for this season. Well, we said talking million. About that. No, but they said like the whole WNBA salary is $13 million. Yeah, I seen bro. That. I said, wow.
And they better be fucking great.
Chill. Like,
no.
You, no, but I get what you're saying. Cause
this shit could have been $800,000, league minimum.
What's crazy? And then I saw one of the girls, she just was the first person ever to have 500 points, 200.
She tough.
Yeah, she's
Sabrina. Who was that?
Sabrina.
How long did it take her to do that?
The season. But I'm saying, like, she's the first person to do that. Like, and I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Sabrina Grinder never did that.
She ain't gonna
I don't think she got 500 points.
Yeah, lock her ass.
Total.
Who?
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner's led the league in scoring a couple times.
Who
did you?
Who gonna stop her? I said, who's going to stop her?
Because I remember Brittany Griner when I was in high school.
She was at Baylor, right?
Yeah.
No, she was still in high school. She's like a couple years younger than me, but like I remember like she was like the first girl to dunk in high school or some shit like that. Or like one of, like, that was why she was famous. And but now she's
I'll
famous.
Beat you, little man.
All right. But now she's locked up.
She definitely famous.
She definitely.
Well, it's crazy she getting more TV time now than she's ever got in her life.
Mm-hmm. I gave a little time when she was like the first bitch I ever seen get put up on child support with no dick. I was like, wow.
Women's college basketball is better than the WNBA.
Yeah, but it's also, it's tilted. So like, you only got like four teams that worth a damn.
In women's college basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about 9, 10.
Okay, let's just say 9.
Let's say 10.
Never going to see upsets, really.
In the WNBA, you got 0.
Bro, you really hate women.
You hate women or just the WNBA?
Well, why do you hate the WNBA, bro?
Derek, you would be the MVP. And you got 2 left feet.
You ever seen a jump shot?
Water.
It's Michael Kidd Gilchrist.
It's all shoulders. Nah.
Throw a spirit ball. Nah, let me stop, man. But, I like the WNBA.
But like, she also was the one who said, she basically shitted on America before she went over there, and now she's like, please get me out.
How she shit on America?
I forgot the quote she said, but she was basically saying, like, America won't shit.
Bruh, speaking of which, North Carolina school systems is the worst. What my man say, Hassan Whiteside, I'm leaving America and going to Hawaii. Get him out of here.
He went to school in North Carolina?
Yeah, he's from North Carolina.
Yeah, I forgot. Is he from Charlotte?
Nah, he from Warren County.
That sound white sign. Ain't no,
that sound like some Flemish shit.
Yeah, he ain't from no goddamn Warren County. Let me see where he from. We would have noticed a 7-foot nigga riding in the 2-5.
I did see that he said that, though. I'm like,
but yeah.
Hawaii, bro, that's United States.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about like continental United States.
It's still a bad thing to say loud.
Yeah.
I get it, Hassan. Yeah. Niggas just want to pick what you say.
But to be real, has he been good since he left Miami?
We're Gastonia.
Charlotte.
That's right,
yeah. He was barely good.
The only famous nigga to ever come out of there.
He had like that one good season.
Yeah, like 2, whatever. But let's give it, like, what do you think about Brittany?
Brittany Griner?
Yeah. Or we just... She don't deserve time.
No. You said, what do I think about her situation?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Would you go get her? Can't that what you do?
What you mean? Nah.
I'm just not giving up an arms dealer for her.
That's why I don't understand, like, why people are like, yeah, America don't do enough. Like, that's a lot.
That's huge. Like, you're asking Joe Biden to release a nigga that plotted against people on home soil.
Yeah,
trying to inflict danger.
What was she doing in Russia from the get-go?
She was
hoping. I didn't know. Cause so I didn't even know that as Americans we could visit Russia.
I think she probably has like a special work visa type shit, like, dude. Cause she
this probably like, under contract.
Yeah, cause that's like her 5th year going over there.
So also like in the off season she plays ball over there.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I think the WNBA might be her off season.
Yeah, cause she cause she make more money. Yeah. Okay. That's why they go. She make more money in Russia. Yeah. They all make more money overseas. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man.
But yeah. I think women's basketball is bigger over there than it is.
That's crazy. Like I was really like shook up when I first saw her, cause when she was like when they was taking her back and forth from her cell to court, cause at first glance, I thought it was J. Cole. I was like, damn, dude, you got my nigga. But
put your middle finger.
If you want. Yeah. But, nah.
She don't deserve 9 years. Not for no Reggie.
Now, here's where we go to, like, the law. I mean, I think it's excessive. But the law is the law over there. And you know at this point in time, they're going to... I'm going to give her 9 years. What y'all going to do for her?
Like, obviously, right. Russia is trying to prove a point.
They are. Right. They are.
Like, Putin's swinging dick. This is a dick-swinging move. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much saying, do something.
Yeah.
Come do something about it.
And see...
You want to come get her.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, I respect Biden for even, like, offering a counter-offer. Like, all right, we'll give you the arms dealer, but you gotta give us other cuz too.
Yeah.
And that was like, but the issue was once you do that, now they say, oh, now we can negotiate.
Yeah. So apparently they are negotiating right now, but Russia warned them to not make it public news. So we don't know what the fuck's about to go down.
We know it.
So like, where would they make this exchange at?
Oh, they. Like, you fucking G6, whatever the fuck it is, you a Pontiac, whatever. You got Pontiac clearance.
Yeah.
Like, you come on, you know how secretive shit can be with the government.
But I'm just saying, like, if y'all had to guess where they gonna make this exchange, at, what would you say?
In the middle of the Atlantic.
You think so?
On one of them naval ships or some shit. You gonna drop her ass?
Hawaii.
Yeah, Russia closer to California.
There. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like...
What's crazy is where did Pelosi fly into the other day?
She was in Taiwan.
Yeah, that was some gang... Now, America don't be on some gangster shit, but that was some gangster shit.
What'd she do?
Because they got warned not to land no fucking plane in Taiwan. They're going to shoot that bitch down.
Yeah, but I heard that China been going crazy ever since they did that, like, shit, too.
But they didn't shoot the motherfucker down.
Oh, nah. Man, they won't going to do no shit like that.
But they, like, America didn't call that bluff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
1-800 call my bluff.
Because if I'm president, I'm President Chizzy, and you say, you flying to my airspace. I don't care who in that motherfucker. I'm going to shoot that bitch down. I'm not cutting. Not cutting.
Cool. Like, cool. You got to bit out.
Yeah. You ever seen Who's Your Caddy?
Yeah.
And they were trying to say, like, yeah, you landed a helicopter on the golf course. And they were like, yeah, if you see right here, we didn't land it. You know, people just hopped off of it once they got low enough. They could have pulled that, too. Loopholes, bitch.
Now, when they say airspace,
though. Oh, really?
But here's the thing.
They call a conference.
Here's the thing. Had they actually tried to shoot that plane down, or would have shot that plane down, America would have been on their ass so quick.
Because y'all got troops and shit within arm's reach.
Right, yeah. You got... Like, think about it. You got Guam right there. You got Japan right there. You got Korea right there.
Yeah.
Like
my brother in South Korea, he said his job is to quickly build bridges.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, walk with me. Like, walk me through what
that means. Yeah.
And nigga was like, we're going to cross some shit and you need a bridge so you can get, like, the tanks and all that shit through there. And nigga said, we could put up a goddamn bridge like...
Damn.
Like this.
That's scary.
I said, hey, can y'all take them down? He said, no.
Nah, blow them bitches up. Yeah. That's the only way.
I was like, damn, come back. Come on.
How long you been in Korea?
Get your stupid ass killed.
Ain't your brother in Korea?
He in Japan.
He extended his... I think he extended his shit for like 2 more years.
Okay. Korea lit, bro. I'll go back in a heartbeat.
Nigga bank. He said he just banking right now.
Because he on base.
Yeah, he living on base.
Probably will wind up divorced before I even get married, but Korea was a blast. Like, I understand why they got a curfew over there, because if they didn't, it'd be Wild Wild West.
What do you mean by that?
What?
I just feel like there's a lot of trainers there.
Yeah.
It might I don't know. Shit,
what's that?
You watch P Valley, nigga, there's a lot of them here.
Yeah.
And Chuck Alisa.
Hey, look, Chuck Alisa got some shit. Chuck Alisa got some shit.
Hey, did you
shit.
Drop me a joint today?
Nah, I didn't. I ain't had time.
you call him Baby Blake Griffin. Well, I you.
It looked more like my little brother, Quazi.
Yeah,
man.
Nah, for real. I'm like, look at Justin getting spanked.
Cause like, you see how Lil Murda got pissed off? When you start getting cussed. Like, bro, you sit here hugged up with Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I won't be Meg Thee Stallion, little English bulldog. Word to the rock. What wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Now, so P-Valley done got real weird, and I honestly don't see it going past season 2.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
Where are they going to go with it?
Let's see.
To hate.
The little light-skinned bitch cooking something up. And I want to see what's going to happen with Crooked Letter.
Like, she's going to die.
I want the white boy to die.
I do too, but
so,
I just
so you
feel
think,
like...
So you think, what's that? What's
Derek.
Nah, the bitch. What's her name?
Which one? Big Bone.
Yeah. What's her name in real life? Because you know her and
her
team came together in real life.
You talking about Drake?
Her and Drake.
Yeah.
Drake. What's Lyra Galore?
Lyra Galore.
Yeah.
Lyra.
I think she has tough. I take like 4 bitches in the show over her.
Mm.
Roulette.
Nah, that leopard pit hair fucked me up.
Bro. Roulette gangster is a motherfucker though.
Like she had that
Clifford.
Grandmother. Grandmother.
I think so. I do wear a do-rag every once in a while. We can be sagging, bro.
Yeah. The bitch she be with, though, I got thanks for her. Whisper?
Yeah.
Got thanks for her.
Now they about to get the other joint into selling a box.
Oh, yeah.
She said, it's not alone.
Somebody with COVID.
Yeah.
This show kind of weird.
It's weird, bro. Like it seemed like the first season... Okay, it had a storyline. And it's like, with this one, it's kind of like...
It's all
over the place. Like, where y'all going?
It's 6 storylines.
You want me to tell you what other show pissed me off like that, too, though? Atlanta.
I stopped watching that, motherfucker.
That shit got weird. It was like, bro,
what the fuck Childish Gambino had on yesterday?
That nigga was dressed like Hulk Hogan in 1993, boy. With both nipples out.
He was dressed like Aunt Viz, nigga. My
ass Aunt Viz. With the little, what you're doing, the valley?
Yeah. I said, what in the motherfucker is going on right here?
And he been like him, Tyler the Creator, they all been like weird ass niggas. I don't fuck with Tyler can rap surface.
He can rap, but that nigga is off the spectrum too.
He look like Silk the Shocker.
Oh, Tyler Creator?
Yeah, he do actually. Is it weird? I think Mercedes look better with her clothes on.
For real?
Mercedes like a fire ass auntie.
Yeah, which is about time for her to retire. But like, to me, she's sexier and fine with her clothes on.
Mm.
With her clothes off, I'm like, she's sexy, but...
I noticed the pattern with you.
But I just think she looked better with her clothes
on. You don't like thick women. I know.
Boy, I can't handle thick women. I can try.
Like, you don't like thick women.
It's just... They be like, give it to me, and I'm like, I ain't got no more. They're like, it's all, they booty just hitting good.
You just gotta be like, form the shape. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta curve with them.
I thought you called me deformed. I said, what? Yeah,
you can't stand straight up trying to hit something rotund. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you gotta, you gotta get up under them. Like, yeah, you gotta curve with the bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got a bad back. You got here. Want me to do yoga stretches? Anyway.
Hey, so what was that story you was talking about earlier, Justin, with the swingers or some shit?
Hey, look, I got a question. Could you be a swinger? Why not?
I'm self-conscious.
About what?
Like, what if yeah.
Traumatized.
Yeah.
Like, what if...
Oh, it's a shame. What if, I remember.
Huh?
The burn page.
Hey.
He put it in his close friends.
This just went somewhere else. But like, imagine your joint getting hit by a nigga and like, he's like
getting pile drive.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and like she slip up and say, yeah, I ain't never had it like this. Yeah. Now everybody gotta die.
What you gonna do with that? Like, everybody gotta die?
Yeah, gotta go.
Gotta go?
Oh, that's why he's subconscious.
I get it.
I don't like competition.
So yeah, but like, let me suck on my own. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I get it now. At first, I was like,
no,
hey,
no. Yo,
I'm about
no,
to say,
you're like, flexible.
I'm about to say, that boy kinky.
Oh, you can see it now.
Nah, well, it's titty and sauce. When that tie flew up.
Okay.
Y'all crazy. Yeah.
But you won't break my soul.
But now I feel you basically saying like, yeah, if I, my sex sucks.
Yeah,
you
be trash behind closed doors. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
compare. Like, I can't. The comparison there.
Yeah. No. Would you do it?
No. I'm territorial. Yeah. To a degree. You know what I mean? Like, we'd be out and nigga look too hard and I get upset. Like, what's up?
Are you self-conscious?
Cause about what?
Because you're not that attractive.
I don't think the word is. I think territorial is a way better word than self-conscious.
Nah, I'm just being mad.
No. I understand.
And I get it. What about
would
you
do it?
Nah.
Would you do it?
Hear my thing, right?
You going to say yes and tell
it's a pro and con.
We reverse the question.
Yeah, no, because the thing is, I see your point of view where it's like, I don't want to see somebody just fucking my bitch like that in front of me.
Yeah.
But also,
you look like a cuckold.
Nah, I do also.
Is that how you say that word?
Yeah, you know, it took me 10 years to learn how to say that word because I see it on porn a lot. And then I forgot who said it. It was a movie or something. Somebody said it. I was like,
let me tell her. I say cuckold. So I don't know
what that is. Mm-mm. So basically, it's like, let's just say Kareeba invited a nigga over to your house, right? Mm-hmm. And she just fuck him in front of you.
Why you saying so hard?
And she just look at you like, you and sorry, not like, bitch.
Yeah, she's saying this stuff.
She's saying something like, you sorry, bitch. Ain't nobody ever fuck me like this nigga fucking me right now. And you just taking it.
They are.
It's well, turning you on. That's why I keep going. He didn't look angry. That's what I'm saying. Like, but people like that. Mm. The word kinky the fuck, boy. Yeah.
It was a sheriff in Liz that was letting us.
You're lying, brother.
Who?
I mean, you're brother.
It was a sheriff in Liz it was a stalker that worked with me at Food Line. And he would come pick him up. That's what they do, and he'd drop him back off.
What's crazy is, like,
that's some wild shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would be down. Yeah,
it ain't for me.
So the thing is, like, I would want that. Like, that was something I would always strive to want to do.
You would be the guy, not the husband.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. And but then I'm like, I know when I get to that situation, it's not gonna happen the way I want it. You know what I mean?
Why would you want another nigga staring at you while you fucking his bitch?
Cause he gonna come up to you. He gonna come up to you and be like,
Keep going. There's a threesome. Yeah. He didn't touch you.
Yeah. That a boy champ.
Yeah. Risk and war. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. But like, honestly, I just couldn't. Even with a threesome, like with me and two women, right? Mm-hmm.
Here he go. I already know what his.
No, because my
one thing is the next three sentences he say, I ain't got enough dick.
No, I was going to say, I don't want to disappoint two women. Synonymous. I can disappoint one with no problem. Like, but two. You knew what you was getting into. Well, you probably didn't, but.
Man, all you need is a blue chew. You'll be all right. Hey,
we sponsored by them, right?
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would take one of them.
Yeah.
Or a little honey pack. Little honey pipe.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. But I just don't want to disappoint two women. And because, like I said, I already know I can't fuck for very long. I can't remember a time where I fucked longer than like 10 minutes. And that was like a stretch.
Is that including foreplay?
No, I'm talking about like 10 minutes of dick.
Oh, yeah. You went 7 minutes too long.
Exactly.
Then he said 7 minutes too long.
Anything past three minutes.
You fucking longer than 10 minutes?
No, he just said you went 7 minutes too.
Yeah, ain't got no torso. That boy can breathe. I ain't fuck good in a minute. Like, that's what I'm saying. Trying to fuck two women? Y'all watch Insecure. They had that one episode where Lawrence got caught up with a threesome at the grocery store with these two white women. He went back. He came and the woman was like, that's it? Like, it looked like it went on for a long time, but he came, like, he'd been doing this thing, and he was like, oh, that's it? I'm like, I don't ever want to live that, because, like, that disappointing a woman is one of my biggest fears, man. I do it a lot, but I'm just saying, it's like one of those things I don't like doing, man.
Well, you've done it so much, you should be over it.
Nah. The older you get, the more it's like, man, you should be disappointing women out here. Then that goes for your mom, grandparent, like, anyway, you just sister, nieces, you just don't want to disappear.
Like,
you got a daughter, so yeah.
My thought is, how do you even come across a swing? You know, somebody that's interested in swinging.
They have a community out here.
Yeah, that's a Facebook page. I'm sure.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They got websites
or Twitter.
You be inside them groups?
No.
Try to get him murdered.
No, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. I be scrolling. Oh, the groups they suggested, MJ done posted itself. Yeah, somebody said, drop a work pic.
Man.
My bullshit.
Nah, they freaky out here, man. Life freaky now. Like kinky.
Well, I ain't judging nobody. You into what you into. You like what you like.
It's kind of like dog.
Everything ain't for me. So, let me ask you this. If your girl was into dominatrix, would you let her use in the
with me,
you?
Bitch? No, it depends on how deep you want to go into.
Yeah, if you want to spit in my mouth, I'm fine with that. Choke me and
tell me I'm a good boy.
Yeah, like
monkeypox is going on.
like MJ, would you let her put that little red ball in your mouth? Tie
your
hands up.
No, do I look like a Chad? I mean a Hulk. You like that one? That was all right.
Tie me up, bitch.
Just, I ain't going to. Don't
put my back
me.
To the bed.
Don't restrain me.
You don't like to be restrained?
Nah.
Why?
Nope.
It's because you got slavery in your veins. Huh? Yeah.
It's been a long, blood. Long time. Yeah. A long time coming.
Now, I'm just saying, like, though, what if she, like she, what if she tied your feet to?
Yeah, like, no, don't tie me up.
Tie your feet. In your hands. No. It just tickle your feet with a plug.
You gonna shit.
You don't watch it.
You gonna shit.
That's
the spot.
That's That boy gonna hit a goddamn Hitman the Prince on y'all.
Shout out to Stallone. We dropping names.
I mean, shit, fuck, dude. I don't know.
I know of him.
Nigga said he gonna shit on this stuff. Imagine, bro, his feet and his hands are strange. He's just tickling his feet.
Tickling his feet with a feather.
He gonna piss a shit. He gonna do one of them, bro.
Probably both.
Yeah, easily.
Simultaneously.
We're gonna have a stomach fire.
Oh. I can see MJ Dan being walked like a dog at homecoming.
No, we seen that. Yeah. I did see that at Central Homecoming. Uh-huh. White man paid for that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the white man paid for it. And she was like, he told me to do this.
And I'm not getting humiliated in public, though.
Nah, bro. But behind closed doors, you're bought like a goddamn dog.
Yeah, I ain't going to do it because y'all ain't gonna hit me up. Like, yeah, I can see me now.
Are there limits in the bedroom?
There are plenty of boundaries.
I'm a nasty motherfucker, but don't put nothing in my butt, bro.
There we go. And that's the only limit except I got.
Yeah.
You say that's the only limit you got?
You know what I'm saying? That's
where you a fan of gate.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait till we go off air.
Yeah, we ain't waiting for a goddamn thing. Hold on.
We gotta wait till we go off air.
You like your poop hole suck too.
My what?
He's at your peep hole.
Your poop hole, man.
I'm not for it, but I can honestly say I'm not against it.
You say I.
Nah. Oh, that was good. That was good.
But yeah, I really, like I said, it's not much, like, that shit and piss shit is kind of...
Yeah, don't pee, no bodily fluids.
I've talked to women who've gotten pissed on or pissed on people, and I'm just like, it happens a lot more than that.
It squirt.
It does. Nah, if squirt pee, then pee on me.
I know a nigga that said he got to pee on every chick in the shower.
That nigga is territorial.
Yeah, he was also white, so...
Oh.
It'd probably be the yellowest piss. All that Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mountain Dew. Fucking Skittles and some shit.
Flint Gems.
Yeah. Little dirty bitch.
Menthol cigarettes.
Nah, he ain't smoking menthol. It's all the Marlboro Red.
You Marlboro Ultralight. It's 100.
Yeah, that nigga ain't got no flavor. It just green piss. Green piss. She says the Hulk in here. Like, dirty bitch.
Kidney stones and then
I couldn't look at somebody to say, and they were like, yeah, just come pee on my chest real quick.
I ain't no way in hell I'm letting somebody piss on my chest.
Like you was having second thoughts, Tiger Woods.
Nah, I was just like years ago.
Oh, here he
years
go.
Ago.
Preface.
I mean years ago. But before I was in a relationship. Yeah. Like, it was an odd request. I was at a bar.
Yeah.
I was at a bar.
And was she fully clothed?
Yeah.
Silly whore.
What's crazy is she was riding with you. Well, that would have been a wet passenger seat.
Ammonia.
I was like, ma'am. Ma'am, please.
It would have been tough to get that smell out of them cloth seats, boy.
Man, I ain't love the seats.
You would have been good then.
Yeah,
he's a baby white.
Yeah, I would have wiped.
Yeah, but it was honestly weird. I was like, huh?
You think she meant it?
I think she did.
I don't think so. She probably just wanted to test and see if you was going to actually do it.
You should have pissed on her. Just to show what's up. Like,
nah, because once once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah.
You ever try to stop your piss midstream?
Man, he could just swing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
they got on your dashboard. that was weird. Yeah, I don't think I've talked to her since.
And just like you want me to shit on you? Like, bitch, you don't know. you don't know what I go through. You don't know what this toilet in here go through. Hey, you don't want that smoke.
Goddamn, cave your chest in.
I can see you now.
Yeah.
That's why everything you eat goes straight to your asshole. You ain't, like, you ain't got no intestines. You short torso bitch. Yo, you go mouth to ass. Hey.
that's a porn category, actually.
His ass and mouth.
ATM.
Mm-hmm. Boy, y'all freaked out.
Hey, man, look, some days you get a little bored on Pornhub.
Whenever you off and you by yourself,
I'm not watching no she-mails.
Wait a minute.
You can start browsing categories.
Yeah.
I know you got the jack off about like, four times.
It's fine. Next thing you know, a dick come out.
Like, I mean, at that point.
do you hit it or? All
right. Boy. Hey, so.
As long as you don't see dick,
I'm going to finish.
He said, "I'm a fan."
And we can go back to the drawing board. Get the ass beat.
So the GOP want to defund the FBI.
What does GOP mean?
God's property.
I was about to say Kurt Franklin Group, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We.
Nigga said Kurt Franklin was a GD. I chuckled.
It means grand old party.
Grand okay. old party.
Sad. That just sound like
racism.
Yeah. Kill these niggas.
Yeah.
Trump get his shit ran in one time, and then they want to defund the FBI.
I'm with him.
You want to defund the FBI too?
Yeah. Why? Why they running that man house for?
Why not?
Well, you.
Yeah, they're fucking up now.
Now he ain't. We got new people in office.
Trump will win the next presidency.
Easily. By a landslide.
Landslide?
He's up in the polls.
Yeah, polls already? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He already campaigning for 2024.
Yeah, I've seen those.
His bro, before you know it, bro, like, you got to think.
His slogan for his last election is going to be perfect for this one. Make America great again. We've been suffering.
What's this shit now? It's
makeup steel. I don't know.
It's something weird.
If I knew,
check her emails. Oh,
who emails?
That's what he. That's Hillary selling hats that say check her emails.
Yeah, but I don't know what they was looking for in this crib. But do I feel bad that he got his shit ran in? No.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Brittany Renner 9 years.
Brittany Renner. Hey, now free Brittany.
You know what I
mean?
Do I think it's excessive? It's excessive, but that's how that country want to govern their shit. Like, you shouldn't break the law over here. Like, yeah. You got more of a chance here. And like Joe Rogan said, he raised a very valid point. He said, how many niggas is over here right now?
He probably said it just like that, too.
But he said, how many people are in the United States currently, right now, serving these odd fucking sentences for marijuana possession? Mm-hmm. And nobody is over here fighting for them.
You broke the law.
To that degree. Mm-hmm. He's like, why don't we focus on the thousands of people that are here that got caught with a goddamn 3.5 and got 25 years in jail. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put all our, like, pretty much saying, y'all are hypocrites. Because mm-hmm. you got energy for that, but you ain't got energy for your own, like, your own citizens here on in the country that are going through the exact same shit, some even worse.
Right.
You know, and I was like, I know you're a Trump guy, but this makes sense. Mm-hmm. You can't help but to think it makes fucking sense.
Mm-hmm. Nah. It's... United States fucked up.
It is fucked up.
So, that's why you kind of got to stay out of the way. Because you don't know what you can get hit for. You don't know what can happen. Some states got this law, some states...
America got a lot of ops, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're supposed to be the land of the free, but it don't seem that way. My only thing is... Brittany, like, we just got a lot more important shit to deal
right
with.
Right now. Like, not right now.
At that time, gas is $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Go in there, give them 3 good behaviors. Let's go back to the drawing board
yeah.
and see what we can make shape.
And honestly, Russia settled on you. P. Diddy didn't pull up. So they couldn't grab nobody of substance.
And, like, and was she coming back? She was coming back, right? She was trying to fly out.
No, she was flying there.
Okay, so she flew in.
Right.
I thought she was flying out.
I'm confused because like, I thought the WNBA was over, but they still playing. They had a commissioner's trophy. I thought that was the WNBA finals. Come to find out, they still playing. I'm in fucking confused. So I don't know if she was going or coming.
I don't know. Either way.
Pitch and a swing.
Either way. I got a nigga right now that live 5 minutes from me in Durham. I can get you all the pants you need right now. Any kind of gas you need, or pull up the Durham, I got what you need. Now you go over here to these folk country. You went into unknown territory where one, they don't even like fucking Americans. Two, I hate to say it, they don't like you for a plethora of reasons. Mm-hmm. You're an American, mm-hmm. you're black, mm-hmm. and you're gay. Mm-hmm. Let's just put the facts out there.
Right.
Three strikes.
Like, you are walking on fucking eggshells when you're there.
And you're keep probably quiet. The tallest person there.
Go, yeah, keep quiet. Go over there, make your little money, and bring your ass back. Because that's what you did do.
So, she has basically a marijuana card here. Because she's in, I think, Phoenix or whatever. Mm. And so, for pain management, she says she hastily packed her bags and put it in there.
That's what...
Iman Shumpert said.
That's what Kodak Black said when they caught him with the oxy. Remember, he just got locked up. Mm-hmm. He said it's prescribed.
Mm-hmm. You know, I need you. Why'd you leave? Everything ain't need. Shumpert on the other hand,
but he crazy.
How many pounds was that? What was it, ounces?
No, six ounces.
Have you ever held an ounce of weed? Mm-mm.
What's crazy is I still think that is for probably personal use.
No, I'm pretty sure it was. But it's 6 ounces of weed. An ounce of weed ain't little. An ounce of weed is probably like, you know, like this.
He got a studio. Think of how many niggas that is. They gonna thump through that shit. And I'm sure T.I. smoked too.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. It's
Junie smoke.
And more than likely, the way he had it in ounces.
Yeah.
So now that it's bagged in ounces, mm-hmm. now it's just intended to sell.
Yep.
So I'm like, damn, cuz. Like, and you so cool, man. Like,
he be out the way. Like, he don't really.
But you know why they searched his bags, though, right? Because originally, when his bags went through the scanner, they saw ammunition rounds in his bag.
they going to war
with no gun, just a bunch of fucking like I think it was like 3 magazines in his bag.
So I know when you fly, you can take your shit, but you have
you probably check the gun.
So the bag was a check bag, like that the weed was found in. It was a check bag, but like I said, they still scan your bags.
Yeah.
You could put a gun in your luggage. But you have to like declare it or some shit before.
I know when my brother flew out of here, he had to get like a box or something
to put it in.
Yeah, they make you like rent a box or buy a box. It's like $50, but you have to buy one for the gun and the ammunition. So,
and that could be the thing where they probably was just like, okay, you got the gun, like, all right, let's put this bag to the side, get you a box or a container, something to put it in. Oh shit, 6 ounces of marijuana,
right?
Yeah, definitely goof.
They too old for this.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, they too old. Like, we don't get away with stuff like we
like
did.
Like, I buy a tree and, like, you know, usually, you know, I'm like 10 minutes from the house and I feel like I just got to just make it home. Mm-hmm. Make it home. Did they, in a nigga in America, it's all it take. It's this little quarter I got. It's all.
Yeah.
For shit to go left and y'all never see me again.
Right. And like when I got my accident last week, I'm on the phone with the claims adjuster or claim whatever, and the cop was like doing the shit in the car and they was like, well, can you go knock on the window and ask? I'm like, who? I said, do you know who I am? Like, I said, nah, baby. I'm black. I wait till you get out the car. And then
were they of the fair skin?
Who?
Did you what happened?
My accident?
Yeah.
So, you know where that Hardee's is? Mm-hmm. So I came over that hill and somebody was stopped at the green light. So it had just started heavy raining. So when I slammed on brakes and with it being a hill, I just slid and hit her. Mm. But,
yeah, I take it.
Mm-hmm. For my registration, not for like the accident itself. Because honestly, she was trying to U-turn there at that light and you can't. You know what I'm saying?
So everybody in the wrong.
Right. So he was like, look, I got to give you a ticket for this registration because it was like out of date, like 15 days. It was because when I went and got it, I had my check engine light on or whatever. But either way, and he was black, but I still didn't want to knock on his window.
So the only thing you got to do is get your, before the court, you got to get an inspection for the court.
What?
The car gone. No, so how you going to get it? You got to pay the ticket. No matter what.
I said I got to pay it?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? So with my new job, right, I can pay an extra $7 a month, and they do all my lawyering for me. Yeah. Yeah. My insurance ain't going. No, my insurance ain't going up. Either way. But nah, cause I was wondering that. I was like, maybe I ain't got to do anything because I can't get the registration done because the car fucked up.
Yeah.
But
anyway. You better figure that out.
No, like what you what would have happened is you'd have been able to show proof that you got it registered.
Exactly.
And maybe get a ticket drop. But I think since you can't show proof, you might.
I'm gonna ask a lawyer, obviously.
I think you the fucking ops, the police, you 12.
Nah, you everything y'all said is right. If he would have went to court with an updated registration, like you would have got a.
Ain't showing up to court for the nigga that you gave a ticket for.
Nigga, I would have to show up to court any day, anyway, because that day is probably my court day.
Yeah. So he's going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So ain't no way out of that. Huh? Except for a lawyer or pay the ticket.
Is that real or a myth that cops don't be showing up to the court date?
Some cops don't. Some cops used to, like, forget they had a court date or, like, say, for instance, you on night shift, but you got a fucking court. Your court date is while you're on night shift. Now you get off at 7 o'clock in the morning. Court don't start till 9:30. You fuck around, go home, and say you're going to take a little nap. Next thing you know, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't going.
Yeah, you get rolled up and shit.
I take the cop out for a drink night before I get him blasted.
So, what y'all think about Roger Goodell and his power in the NFL?
So I told you the other day, Deshaun deserved more than 6 games.
7.
Off the scrimp. Like,
what was he found guilty of that warrants this more than 6 games?
So here's the thing. He won't found guilty of nothing, but that nigga zero is games. Guilty.
That nigga
guilty. Yeah. I got, like, that nigga, I seen him hooping with Mia Khalifa in a maid's outfit. She tried to dunk on him, and they went chest to chest. I said, this is a horny nigga. Like, he, and the fact that he had 66 massage therapists in an 18-month span. Like, bro, you can't get one regular? Like, here's my thing. Like, bro, like I've always told you.
He
had a fetish.
Yeah.
A plethora.
My thing is, like I said, even with Bill Cosby, at first, I was like, Bill didn't do it. But then, like I said, where there is smoke, they fire, like, usually. And that's how I feel about Deshaun. Like, we was all like, you know, this nigga ain't guilty, da da da. Didn't all the shit come out. He was just like, you know, he freaky.
And he didn't admit, like, he didn't admit to not fucking him.
Covering
somebody's eye, whatever the fuck he did.
It's just, a lot of the situations were just weird.
Yeah.
How many of them women were actually masseuse therapists, though?
Like, licensed?
Masseuse therapist, massage therapist. That gas, boy.
Man, nigga said masseuse therapist. You know what a masseuse is?
Nah.
They the freaky bitch. Those are the ones you see at them places.
Okay.
They're professional massage therapists. They're supposed to be.
You could be right, but I've always thought that masseuse just means a female massage therapist.
One of my homegirls is a massage therapist, and she's disrespectful.
Like a masseur or something.
Yeah, that's what I always thought growing up.
And she was telling me what?
Nah, he said masseur. That's right.
But what she was saying, like, calling them a masseuse or a masseur is disrespectful to their profession. She's like She's one of the smartest people I know. Anyway. But nah, he freaky and nasty. And you know, did you know that the National Massage Therapist Association?
That's fake.
They gotta be.
It ain't no way, right?
Yeah, I seen that shit.
That's funny.
Do you think all 24 of the women had an issue with whatever he did?
I say 13.
A little more than half.
And I don't even think it was. I think they, in all fairness to both sides, I think the issue was they went in there expecting to do professional work and
went in there and kind of went left.
Okay, whatever.
It's Deshaun Watson. Yeah, then after they left, they was like, "What have I done?" You know what I mean?
And then went back.
So buyer's remorse.
Baby. He probably had buyer's remorse.
Yeah, I'm sure he do does. Now.
Because one of the bitches is like, he just jacked off and like, it got on her titty and then her lip. And I'm like, you could have moved. I didn't came far. Like
Riley Freeman said it best. I wish the Boondocks were still making episodes.
Hey, have you watched the Boondocks? Like, went back and watched?
It's been a minute.
Genius.
It's still. Genius, but like, it wouldn't make it in.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be on TV.
They had a whole episode of, like, the whole R. Kelly trial. Yeah. Showing him peeing on a girl.
Bro,
like,
you see the Tyler Perry episode got deleted.
It's on HBO.
ICP. Yeah. I moved.
Yeah.
She CP. She stayed.
Now, why do I have to miss out the next R. Kelly album just for that? That's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't make it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this bitch, she saw it come. She stayed.
You saw come, you move.
Now, why do I have to get Miss Six Games and Sean Watson just for that? Like,
I just feel like, man, if they really felt like they were truly sexually assaulted, right? And I'm not trying to victim blame or anything like that, but I would probably go after criminal charges, right?
They did. They tried.
Before they went for civil charges?
Yeah. They couldn't find hard evidence.
Yeah. They wiped.
So, how can they...
Plus, that hairline is...
Yeah, that hairline is...
That hairline, yeah. that's rapey.
Yeah. That's rapey. Rapey than a bitch.
That hairline, yeah. Rapey. That boy, that motherfucker come up in that bitch. Anyway, but your problem is Roger Goodell more than
anything. Yeah, my problem is Roger Goodell, bro.
The fact that he's... So, here's my issue with your issue, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say she suggested a year. Mm-hmm. Deshaun comes in, appeals it. Mm-hmm. It's the same exact thing.
It's not, bro. It's not because that's like almost...
Is it double jeopardy?
No, it's not double jeopardy. But to me, it almost feels like it's in that realm of double jeopardy. That's like, I go to court, right? I get a drug trafficking charge. I decide to have a jury. The jury says, okay, we do not find him guilty on this for whatever reason. And the judge said, oh, nah, fuck that. That nigga guilty. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, that's almost what it feels like. Like, Goodell put that female judge at that in that position to make these type of decisions and the levy punishments and everything like that, and he has the power to overrule her and say no, I got this, or it's gonna be this.
So like, he should have just did it in the first place.
He should have just did it in the first place. Oh, what's the point of even having her in that role?
So there's no checks and balances.
It's not.
So it's really not. It's the players.
Yeah.
They negotiated.
The NFLPA, yeah.
They'd
be real. I'm saying, like, what? That's in the CBA, like that.
Listen, I don't know when the NFL and the NBA's CBAs are up.
I thought they just had them, like.
But if they're around the same, if they're in the same year, boy, we're gonna be hurt for sports that year.
Mm-hmm. Now they make
like back to back, ain't it?
Yeah, but they're gonna resolve that quickly because they don't want to lose money. Because you got to understand, with football, they already don't make no money. They make money, don't get me wrong. But compared to other sports, other than hockey, they're not making the same money. So, because you're talking about niggas who, they have guaranteed money, so if they're out of work for a certain amount of time, they're not making any money.
Yeah.
Because once that CBA is out, it's no new league year. They're not making money yeah. and stuff.
But now I say that with the NBA because, and not to get off subject, but with the NBA, like, them owners tired of niggas sitting out games, bro, and but, still getting paid for it.
But they make so much money, they don't give a fuck for real.
Think so?
I don't think so. Because honestly, I feel like money-wise.
Well, as a fan, I'm tired of that shit.
Yeah, it's we're
like,
tired.
It's like, bro, imagine we get tickets to go see the goddamn Celtics play Charlotte. And we go down to Charlotte and whatnot, and the next thing you know, we get there and find out Jason Tatum ain't playing, Jaylen Brown ain't playing. These niggas ain't hurt. These niggas just resting. Bro, we gonna feel like, bro, I want my money back, bro. Especially if you didn't know in advance.
If you rest, I would say it'd have to be at home games.
Right.
Now you cannot rest on the road.
Now, and I do kind of agree that maybe 82 games a season is lengthy. Maybe they should cut it down to 60. But I know they won't do that because of the revenue they'll lose in those 22 games.
I don't even think 82 that bad.
I don't. I think they need to play 100.
if anything, they might need 82 and just add like a month to the season maybe, or like a couple weeks just to spread the games out a little bit. But, yeah, like 82, like Michael Jordan them didn't miss games like that.
Nah, they didn't.
And they smoked cigarettes and smoked crack, all that stuff.
That nigga Jordan used to smoke a cigar in the locker room before the game. Like,
that's what I'm saying. They probably ain't got no knees now.
Yeah.
But, like, have you seen Patrick Ewing lately? that boy is an egg. Like, that boy is a ball, boy. That boy look terrible.
I see the way Kenny the Jet Smith walk up to that big boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Them niggas. Boy, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, funny. Yeah,
but nah, like I just think Goodell, man. I don't think that's fair to be real. With
yeah,
you.
I agree.
You know why he did it, right? Because he realized they fucked up the Ray Rice thing. They fucked up. They fucked up a lot of shit. So
the backlash that he was gonna get and all that. Like, and then not only that, but how long is his role in that position? Until forever, or until the owners vote, want to get rid of him.
Yeah, weird like that, man.
Yeah, that shit is.
And he getting paid. Anyway, can y'all get out of my house?
Yeah.
But now, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for staying patient with us. We love y'all.
I won't take forever and a day to get this uploaded. The episode coming soon.
Yeah. You'll hear this in September. Anyway, y'all have a good night.
Peace.